welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. If you've got questions or to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and of course that podcast, as always, at fmr.co.za. You know, one of the great things about being a motoring journalist and our favorite thing to do is the road trip. And these are special times to take a road trip, and this is my first road trip in many months. My reason doesn't need to be explained, but I was lucky enough to have two magnificent vehicles to spoil myself with. First of all, I had a Ford Ranger Wildtrak bi-turbo double cab, which was loads of fun, and then a Jaguar E-Pace, and more on that next week. We're going to talk today about road tripping in general and the Ford in specific. So the roads are open, local travel, even international travel is now a possibility, but I can highly recommend doing the road trip now. The roads are a little different. It's somehow better. I don't know what's changed. Yes, we still have the big trucks and we still have to have our patience, but setting the cruise control to a little over the national speed limit, well within the margin of not having a ticket on the lovely Ford's adaptive cruise control, was a joy. The car handles the national roads with aplomb. Acceleration is adequate. It's a good vehicle to pack a lot of stuff, a lot of bicycles, a lot of clutter for an extended road trip and go off and go. I cannot say enough how adaptive cruise control, and particularly the lane controlling stuff that Ford has, changes the way you drive. The stress levels drop. You do have traffic on a national road. People are going to be dumb. You are going to get distracted in a 4 or 5 hour drive. And let me tell you, that adaptive cruise control, when a car in front of you slow automatically, even if you weren't paying attention, but it just puts you into a different mind space. It reduces that idea of rush. And I can tell you, in my youth, let's not say how long ago, I have tried rushing things and really pushing the boundaries of what is acceptable, and you don't get anywhere any faster. You really don't. You might save 10 or 20 minutes in a 5 hour trip. It's simply not worth it. Sitting at the national limit, I would have the car set a little bit over, but on a GPS be at the national limit takes all that stress about worrying about fines. You're pressing a little button on the steering wheel to determine the speed you're going, and the cruising is relaxed. Now, what can I tell you about traveling? The smaller towns are inviting, they are busy, they are buzzing, but more interestingly, people are paying attention to public safety. Things are being done well out there. South Africa is welcoming local tourism with open arms, and I can highly recommend that you do it, and do it in comfort. The Ford double cab was a great way to do it, car-like enough to enjoy. We've done a full review on the car in the past, but as a road trip vehicle, highly recommend it. It's got all the mod cons. You do have the Apple CarPlay and those things to listen to a podcast, especially something thought-provoking that keeps you attended, and the comfort levels are there. Wind noise, NVH is great. The 4x4 will get you over those gravel passes, of which I did a lot. I traveled up to the Knysna Way, and highly recommend it. Please get out there, support those guest houses, those restaurants. They are struggling. Some have closed, but the ones that are open are wonderful, hospitable, and lots of joy out there, lots of energy. The smaller towns had better economics in terms of hospitality than the big cities have, and it's wonderful to see the resurgence and the bounce back, and we owe it to our country to get that economy going and enjoy ourselves out there and enjoy their businesses, and they are worthy. Get out there, go do a road trip. I just did. Highly recommend it. That's it for me for this week. david@fmr.co.za, and of course that podcast as always at fmr.co.za. That was the Ford Wildtrak, and I am going to come back to you next week with the Jaguar E-Pace, and we'll cover what a road trip was like in that.